Hello again, my audio boo friends, and welcome to part two of my latest adventure. I hope you're enjoying it so far. We'll pick up the story just after Teely had zapped out of the lair after our final face-to-face meeting. If you remember, I was absolutely furious at her intrusion, and I told her never to come near me again. When Teely had gone, I just got on with my life. I could have had no idea of what was to happen to her next.
Microphone on. This is Teely 23716, making a report. It will probably be my last, so I'd better make it good. Car, start music, instrumental, upbeat. For anyone who cares, out of the way, you! My life has gone completely to scrap. I tried to put it right, and the more I... Hey, get your eyes tested, lead brains! And the more I try, the worse it gets. So, same to you, Iron Lips. Kiss a lamppost. So, I'm now giving up. Car, increase music volume. Yes, I'm going to tell Bilby where he can stick his job. Yes, I can see. It's my right of way. They'll reclassify me. Yes, no more champagne from now on. Cheap schlug is all I'll be able to afford, but doesn't matter. It'll be all right. They'll take my phone, my wristicator, give me internal-only models. Oh, is this as fast as this stupid pink heap of junk can go? Car, make the music louder. They'll never let me out of the hold again. I'll be serving drinks or selling things or scrubbing the floors till I drop from senility. Out of the way! Lead poison, blood and mercury, come on! It'll be all right. It'll serve me right. Oh, gold. His face! I'll never forget! Faster! Poor Bert! Oh, poor Bert! He'll never have to be bothered with me again! I got it wrong! I got everything wrong!
Patient is returning to consciousness.
Dreams are real. Pink car will crash. My car. So, crash is real.
Stress levels rising.
No sleep. Have to think. Where? Warm blue. Bubbles. Medipit must be hurt. I hurt. Voice.
You have suffered multiple injuries.
Injuries? Where? What?
It is regretted that information is unavailable at this time.
Fetch. Bilby. Must see Bilby.
It is regretted. Visitors are unavailable at this time.
Bilby! Have to see. Have to tell.
Stress levels reaching unsafe parameters. Administering 10 milligrams narcotamine.
It's been nearly a month now. Loads of people have been asking after you. I was having lunch at TG's, and they all wanted to know how you were. The manager, you know him, he told me it was one of your favourite places. He said all the staff had collected for a coffee token for you.
That was kind.
The girls in the office have got one for you too. Oh, and I heard that there was one coming from Minky's. You know, the place where he was the night before it happened.
Amazing. I should have 3 weeks to convalesce when I get out of here. Before I get reclassified.
What are you on about?
Thought I'd find you here, young bubbly. I'll take over now. Off you hop.
Yes, sir.
Well, what have you got to say for yourself, eh? What?
Not a thing, sir. You do the talking. Give me one of your famous tongue lashings. I deserve it and more.
You do? And I should. Yes, but we'll let it go for now. Got other things to think of. What? How you doing down there?
I think the phrase is regenerating satisfactorily, sir.
Good, good, yes, and keep at it. I won't tire you with a lot of talk, but the Medibot said you wanted to see me. Is there something I can do for you?
Yes, sir. Something important.
I suppose you want me to tell that idiot boyfriend of yours.
No, sir.
What? No?
I've done so much harm to Bert. I don't know how to go on without him. But maybe he's better without me. Just don't know anymore. Thought the humans were so bad. But he needs them. He's dead now. And they know him. Know what makes him happy. Oh, I am so tired.
Stay with it, Teely, my girl. Tell me what you want.
Soon. Or gone. But Risticator will have survived. Email address is on it. Tell the humans, but humans, they can decide.
Decide what? Brat and adoration, ridiculous creatures asleep. Lucky you're down there, my girl. Or I'd shake you till your ears rattle.
I'm all ready to go. Everything's done here. Dishes all washed. Everything's tidy. Okay, if I head off now?
Yes, sweetie. We'll see you later.
Have a nice time.
Thanks, Brian.
Give our love to Cassie.
He seems a lot happier these days, doesn't he?
Yes. He's almost back to normal. What are you up to today?
Admin, wouldn't you know? Just going to deal with this email that's come in and then I must get cracking. What about you?
Writing, wouldn't you know? I've had this really cool idea about...
Oh, God.
Oh, that's nice. You don't even know what it is yet.
Quiet, babe. This is really bad. I've got an email here from a Bilby 11312. That rings a bell somehow. Haven't I heard Bert mention him? Anyway, the subject is urgent for Bert's humans.
Bilby, don't you remember? He's Teely's boss. Oh, goodness, what's she done now?
And why is he writing to us about it? Well, we'd better find out. Okay, it starts. I've been asked to inform you that the elf known to you as Teely was involved in a serious motor accident nearly a month ago. She suffered multiple serious injuries and is now at one of our medi-centres undergoing treatment and regeneration. I was allowed for the first time to visit Teely today, and she expressed profound regret for the harm she'd done to the leprechaun in your employ. She asked me to inform you of her present condition and to leave it to your judgment whether it would be in his best interest to pass this information on to him. I am yours very sincerely, Bilby 11312.
And what on earth are we going to do about that?
Well, I wouldn't have thought there was anything to discuss. He has to be told.
Does he? You weren't there that last day. You didn't hear the finality in his voice. Look, he's drawn a line, B. If we go bringing this all up again, we're going to disturb it.
Look, I know we're in between a rock and a hard place here. If we tell him, we're risking going right back to square one. But if we don't, what if he finds out later? He'll never trust us again.
Something in that. I suppose you're right. Whatever happens, we've got to tell him the truth. Oh, I wish he was home. Today's going to drag like anything.
Oh, I'm not waiting all day with this hanging over me.
Hi, Brian. What's wrong? Is Elle okay? Do I need to come home?
Hi, Bert. Elle's okay, but yes, you do need to come home if you don't mind. Soon as you can, please.
Gosh, Brian, you're scaring me. Have I done something? What on earth happened?
You haven't done anything, I promise. I really don't want to talk about this on the phone.
Okay. Well, I'll be there in a minute.
Do you want me to go away so you can do this man-to-man? Well, man-to-lep, anyway.
You're joking. No, stay and help. He'll need you.
He's here. Oh, gosh. I wish I didn't feel so scared.
Okay, here I am. My stars, your faces. What on earth has happened?
Bert, this isn't going to be easy. You might want to sit down.
Brian, just tell me.
Okay. We had an email from Bilby. You know, he's...
I know exactly who he is, and I'm not interested. If that's all it is, I'll go back to Cassie now. I don't need to hear it.
Please, just listen, sweetie.
Oh, all right. What?
Well, we had this email, as I said. Teeley was in a car accident nearly a month ago. She received what Bilby calls multiple serious injuries.
So?
Bilby tells us that she's in a medi-centre undergoing treatment and regeneration.
What?
He was allowed to see Teeley for the first time today. She said she finally fully realised how much harm she'd done you. She asked Bilby to let us know how things were and to leave it in our hands whether to tell you or not. We thought that, in spite of everything, you'd want to know.
Yes. Brian, are you sure he said regeneration?
Yes. I've got the email here. You can look at it if you'd like to.
No, it's fine. Look, I need to think. Back in a bit, okay?
And what are we supposed to make of that? Bert, I'm sorry to disturb you, sweetie, but your mum's been on the phone.
What?
Yeah, she wants to know if you're coming back today. And what's up, of course.
No, not going back. I've got to think.
Okay, I'll tell her. See you later, sweetie.
No, Elle, don't go.
Need some help.
I've been thinking myself to a standstill. Part of me wants one thing. Part of me says it would be crazy. I just don't know anymore. Lap?
Absolutely. Oh, my poor Bert.
Elle, I don't suppose you know what regeneration means, do you?
Well, I've heard the term, but mostly in science fiction. You know, Doctor Who and so on.
Doctor what? Oh, never mind. Elle, Teeley talked a lot about illness when she got sick and was staying with us last year. She told me mild illnesses, such as humans have, don't happen in elf holds. Serious illnesses and injuries are treated at medi-centres, and they're more sophisticated than we could possibly imagine.
I don't doubt it.
Teeley told me that they could treat serious injuries, from organ failures to multiple amputations, as long as the brain is alive, with regeneration.
Well, that's what's happening to Teeley, isn't it? She was badly hurt, but they're treating her. She's going to be fine. I know it was awful, but I don't understand why all the tears.
No, you don't understand. From what Teeley told me, there are no guarantees. There's a high success rate, but it's not total. There could be a rejection at any time, now or in the future.
Oh.
And there's another thing. Regeneration means Teeley's having to literally regrow herself. Sorry if that sounds gruesome. From what she told me, they're more particular about getting an elf back up and working than about making an exact copy of what they were like before.
Double O. But, you don't know what the injuries are. They might have just had to do something minor.
Use your head, El. She's been in the Medi-Centre almost a month and only just been allowed visitors. Elves have top magic and top technology. Bilby said she was undergoing regeneration, not partial regeneration. She could go to High Country. And the last thing I said to her was... But she might... Oh, what am I going to do?
But what does your gut tell you to do? Never mind what your brain's saying. What does your heart want?
What it's wanted for ages. But, El, what if it all starts again? I don't know if I can face that. These last months have been low country. If I give us another chance and it all goes wrong again...
Then we'll be here to help you. And at least you'll know you did your best and it might not go wrong. You hardly saw that last day, and I talked to her. You know, she finally got it. I mean, about your job, how it works, you and I. That's why Bilby told us, not you directly.
You think?
Yes, I do. This sounds to me like she's trying to put things in order. Oh, I think she hopes, but I think she never expects to see you again.
I think she's going to be disappointed on that one, El.
Well, the car was totaled. I saw it. Smashed all to bits it was. Yes, crumpled up like tin foil.
Really?
Oh, yes. They had to use some serious spell work to get her out before the petrol tank exploded.
I'm sure.
Whole thing went up like a rocket, it did.
JC,
You could see it all the way down the road. Lit up like Midsummer Eve. Poor little car was completely incinerated. Burnt to a crisp.
Yes, I know. JC, could you tell me about Teely's injuries? How bad are they?
Well, I don't exactly know. I mean, the bots don't go about giving out info like that, you know, but you do hear things from the techies.
So?
I did hear from Kippy, he's a mate of mine, that his boss heard it from one of the medics that poor Teal's broke every bone you could break.
Oh.
Kippy said his boss said that they're having to do a near full regen. He said, Kippy's boss's friend said, that all they've got to work with is brain, spinal column, and a bit of change left over for lunch.
Oh, stars, I feel sick.
Mind you, Kippy's an awful liar. You can't believe anything he says. Here we are. We have to leave the floater here. Coming. Felt doors vibrate. Who? Mustn't hope. Mustn't.
Where is she?
Well, she's in the medipit here. Come stand on the red line here. You can see okay, but this is as close as you're allowed to get, or you might get in a bot's way.
I thought those were only for incubating elflings. Looks a bit like a long oval hot tub. How deep is it?
6 feet. It takes a lot of dew to do this kind of work.
Is that the blue stuff? What is it, do you know? Looks like mud to me.
Mud? Honestly. It's, a mixture of organic and synthetic material augmented by magic which helps to regenerate an elfin body. That's what they taught me at school anyway. Teals is suspended in a constantly replenished oxygenated bubble in there so she won't suffocate while the juve does its work.
What are those big tubes for?
Oh, one takes waste out, one brings a new juve in. Now, are there any more questions?
Yes, just one. Can I see her?
No! Of course you can't see a dopey lip. If you look at all those machines up there, you can see loads of readouts and stuff, but you won't be able to understand them.
But...
Look, you can't see her, but you can talk to her. See that big red chair over there? That's called a visitor station, and there's a mic. Don't ask me how it works, but you can hear her, and she'll hear you.
Thank you.
No probs. I'm going to be off now. I bet Teals is dying to talk to you.
Teely?
Teely? Dear Hammer, can you
Oh, she's probably asleep.
The patient is fully conscious.
Bart! It's Bart! He's here! Call me Sihana! Oh, must answer. Where to start?
Keely, I'm here.
Come on. You wanted to tell me things. I'm listening. Oh, what's the point?
Bart?
Yes, here I am.
My token.
Your what?
My token. One you gave me at Christmas. My wish silver star.
Yes, dear. I know the one. What about it?
Gone.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry.
Stress levels rising.
And your leaf. Your wish silver leaf. I always kept it. Had it in the car. That one gone, too. Sorry. So sorry, but...
Stress levels approaching unsafe parameters. Readying 10 milligrams.
No narcotamine. No. No narcotamine.
Thea, calm down or they'll send you to sleep.
No narcotamine.
Listen, Zia. Just listen. The tokens.
Oh, Bart. It's all broken. All broken. Sorry. So sorry.
Shh. I know we can't get the old ones back.
God. Oh, God.
But we could get some new ones.
I heard right. New tokens?
You heard right.
Thea, do you believe in second chances?
I don't know.
I do. I want to believe in them.
I want to believe we can let go of the past, give ourselves another chance, and make a bond that won't break this time.
What do you think?
What do I think? Think. Those are times of second chances. I want to believe in two. Sihan.
Oh, Teely.
Stay with me.
Always.
Please, stars. Always.
Listening to Bert's Place. If you'd like to know what goes on in my life between podcasts, why not check out my journal at www.bertsplace.co.uk.